Welcome back to the Southeast Asia Markets Daily Brief. I'm your host, AI Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, Asia takes a big hit from tariffs, with Vietnam and Thailand being the most affected, while exemptions help ease the impact for India and Singapore. Second, U.S. tariffs are harming Asian economies, raising fears of a recession with high interest rates. Third, emerging market investors are bracing for a body blow from U.S. tariffs. In today's episode, we dive into the significant economic impact of U.S. President Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs on Asia. The tariffs range from 10 to 49%, with Vietnam and Thailand facing some of the harshest levies. These tariffs target countries that export lower value-added items like footwear, furniture, garments, and textiles. Vietnam, in particular, finds itself in a challenging position, facing a 46% tariff due to its substantial trade deficit with the United States. Cambodia, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh are not far behind, with tariffs at 49%, 44%, and 37%, respectively. Interestingly, larger economies such as India, Japan, and South Korea, while still facing tariffs, are relatively better off. Their tariffs are in the 24 to 26% range, and crucial sectors like pharmaceuticals and semiconductors enjoy exemptions. This provides some cushion against the economic blow. Thailand and Taiwan, however, are not so fortunate. They face relatively higher tariffs due to their larger trade surpluses with the United States. Taiwan's reliance on the U.S. market, particularly for semiconductor exports, means these tariffs could dampen its growth prospects. For Vietnam, the situation is even more dire, with the potential to impact up to 5.5% of its gross domestic product, assuming demand elasticity remains constant. Singapore and India, on the other hand, benefit from their exemptions on pharmaceutical exports to the U.S., which helps them mitigate some of the tariff impacts. However, Singapore's indirect exposure to the U.S. market remains a significant concern, as it could have a more pronounced effect on its economy. The automotive sector in Asia is also under threat, with already announced tariffs on automobiles and auto parts adding to the region's woes. Thailand, a major auto manufacturing hub, is particularly vulnerable, already grappling with rising competition from Chinese electric vehicles and weak domestic demand. South Korea and Japan, too, stand to lose significantly, given their substantial exposure to U.S. auto imports. While retaliatory tariffs from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations members and India seem unlikely, negotiations continue. Vietnam, in particular, is making efforts to mitigate the impact by offering concessions such as reducing import duties on certain goods. This tariff scenario comes at a time when inflationary pressures in Asia are at their lowest in 3 years. However, China's overcapacity in various sectors, exacerbated by the tariffs, poses a threat to demand across the region. This situation suggests that further monetary policy easing in Asia might be on the horizon, with potential rate cuts in countries like Korea, Indonesia, the Philippines, India, Singapore, and Australia. Finally, the implications for foreign exchange markets are significant. Asian currencies, which appreciated modestly against the U.S., dollar earlier this year, now face increased depreciation pressures. The Thai baht and Vietnamese dong, in particular, are under pressure, while the Indian rupee, Philippine peso, and Singapore dollar might outperform in the near term due to their relatively lesser exposure to tariffs. The newly announced tariffs by United States President Donald Trump have sent shockwaves through Asian economies, raising fears of an impending recession. The tariffs, which are being described as mutual, impose a basic rate of 10% on all countries, with additional individual tariffs on 60 nations deemed the worst by the U.S. administration. These tariffs have been particularly severe for Asian countries, with China facing a total tariff rate of 54%, South Korea at 25%, and Japan at 24%. The financial markets have reacted sharply to these developments. Asian currencies and stocks experienced selling pressure, with the Thai baht and Chinese yuan falling by approximately 0.7%. the Australian and New Zealand dollars, sensitive to economic conditions, also declined by about 1%. In contrast, there was a surge in Australian and New Zealand government bonds as investors sought safe haven assets. Experts like Nick Tweedale, a senior analyst at AT Global Markets, have expressed concerns about the unexpected severity of these tariffs. He noted that most Asian markets, including Japan, are likely to suffer significant downturns, with both stocks and currencies projected to plummet. The hefty tariffs on China, in particular, are expected to have far-reaching negative impacts on global trade. The situation is particularly dire for emerging markets in Southeast Asia, which are seen as the primary targets of these measures. Economists like Brendan McKenna from Wells Fargo have highlighted this focus, while Brad Bechtel from Jefferies Financial Group warned that the tariffs could exacerbate existing inflation issues in many emerging countries, potentially fueling global inflation. Japan's situation is complicated by its substantial trade deficit with the United States in the automotive sector, making negotiations challenging. Ueda Morito, head of market research at Japan's SBI, predicts that the Japanese yen could strengthen as a result, potentially appreciating to the low 148 yen per dollar range. This would be accompanied by a potential plummet in the Japanese stock market. Overall, the economic landscape in Asia is under significant strain due to these U.S. tariffs. The pressure on Asian currencies is increasing, and the potential for a regional recession looms large. As these tariffs are implemented, the economic growth prospects for many Asian countries are clouded by uncertainty and volatility in the financial markets. The recent announcement of tariffs by President Donald Trump has sent ripples through the global market, with emerging market investors particularly on edge. The tariffs, ranging from 10 to 49%, are not only impacting trade, but also creating volatility in financial markets worldwide. Public reaction from governments in developing nations was initially muted following Trump's announcement. However, the financial implications have not gone unnoticed by emerging market specialists, especially those focused on fixed income investments. The tariffs have intensified pressure on these markets, which are already grappling with inflation and currency depreciation. Interestingly, the dollar's blowback provided some reassurance to investors. For those specializing in emerging markets, particularly in fixed income sectors, the weakening of the dollar has been a silver lining. A softer dollar could potentially ease some of the financial strain on these markets, although the overall outlook remains cautious. Experts have highlighted that the dollar's depreciation might offer temporary relief, but the broader economic challenges persist. Emerging markets are still vulnerable to the ripple effects of U.S. tariffs, as they face heightened risks, such as capital outflows and increased borrowing costs. These factors could exacerbate existing economic vulnerabilities in many developing nations. The implications of these tariffs extend beyond immediate market reactions. Investors are bracing for a body blow, as the tariffs are expected to slow economic growth in key emerging regions. This slowdown could lead to a reassessment of investment strategies as investors seek to navigate the uncertain terrain of global trade dynamics. As we continue to monitor the situation, it's clear that the landscape for emerging markets is shifting. The combination of U.S., tariffs, currency fluctuations, and global economic headwinds presents a complex set of challenges for investors and policymakers alike. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.